بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. On the night of Mi'raj, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by a group of people whose private parts were wrapped in rags and they were grazing like animals, like camels and oxen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked who these people were. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam replied, "These are people who do not pay zakat on their wealth. These are people who do not pay zakat on their wealth." Generally in the month of Ramadan, many people take out their zakat at that time because they want to get more rewards. You should understand that zakat is compulsory every year, once a year, from the time a person possessed the nisab. And 1 year passed, and at the end of that 1 year, he possessed the nisab still and more from that same wealth. It doesn't matter if in between it fluctuated, but as long as he had a certain amount of capital, and then at the end of the year, he still maintained some of that capital, but it increased, or it was above the nisab or equal to the nisab. Whether it is gold, silver, stock of trade, whether it is debts owed to him, any wealth that is increasing, animals, anything that is for sale. It doesn't include a person's vehicles that he is using, a person's furniture, clothing, all these things that a person is using, doesn't include that. So when a person has that for a period of 1 year, then on all these things he has to calculate the zakat of 2.5%, 1/40th, and then give that in a part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the poor Muslims. Not to non-Muslims, to poor Muslims only. So, zakat, his warnings in the hadith, in the Quran al-Majid, Allah ta'ala says, يَوْمَ يُحْمَى عَلَيْهَا فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمْ فَتُقْوَى بِهَا جِبَاهُهُمْ وَجُنُوبُهُمْ وَظُهُورُهُمْ. That wealth, that gold, that silver will be melted and heated in the fire of Jahannam, and it will be used to brand their foreheads, their flanks, their backs. In one ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, سَيُطَوَّقُونَ مَا بَخِلُوا بِهِ. They were stingy with that wealth, and they held it back, so it will be wrapped around their necks. The hadith explains in the form of a serpent, and it will grab a person's jaws, and it will say, أَنَا كَنْزُكْ أَنَا مَالُكْ. I am your wealth, I am your treasure. And it will punish this person. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu mentions a hadith where he says, any wealth that is destroyed on land or at sea is because of habsu zakah, a person didn't discharge his zakat correctly. Therefore, a person should be very particular and do his auditing correctly to ensure that his zakat is discharged. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw these people, how disgraced they were, that their private parts were covered and wrapped with rags, and they were grazing like camels and like oxen, because they did not pay their wealth or their zakat. And thereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw a group of people in front of whom were two huge pots. One contained cooked meat and the other had raw and rotten meat. These people were eating the rotten meat without eating any of the healthy cooked meat. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, "Who are these people?" Jibreel alayhi salam replied, "These are the men of your ummah, who in spite of having halal and pure women available to them, they spend the entire night with haram women of bad character. And this group is also made up of women who leave their halal and pure husbands to pass the night with haram and dirty men." We find, unfortunately, this has become very, very common even among Muslims. Allah Ta'ala save us and protect us. We mentioned the hadith the other day, إِذَا ظَهْرَ الزِّنَا وَالْرِبَا, when fornication, adultery, and usury becomes rife in a community, then with their own, by virtue of their own actions, with their own hands, they have brought down the azab of Allah Ta'ala, the difficulties that will come upon them. One hadith says, وَلَمْ تَظْهَرِ الْفَاحِشَةُ فِي قَوْمٍ إِلَّا فَشَا فِيهِمُ الطَّاعُونَ وَالْأُوجَاعُ. That when this immorality will be committed in any community, Allah Ta'ala will send such plagues and diseases and sicknesses that were not heard of before. So different viruses, different sicknesses will come from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People will die in those viruses, in those sicknesses. This is a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And where does this all start from? It starts from the eye, and it starts from intermingling. The eye and intermingling. And it has taken on different forms. Form of pornography on the cell phone. That is the start. Some ulama have done some research, and they have found that once this television had come out, and people had been viewing these images, looking at women, etc. And then from that time, so many things happened. The cases of rape on the increase, divorce went on the increase, infidelity, and zina and haram. So all of this started from the time a person's eyes were being abused, looking at the TV, and now it's gone worse with the cell phone. Then we find intermingling in different forms. For example, in sport, paddle has become the highlight because of the evils that have come out of it. One person is writing, he said, Mufti Sahab, I took a bet, playing now doubles, husband and wife, that if I lose, then you can sleep with my wife. So he's asking Mufti Sahab if we have to fulfill this bet. Such jahalat, such ignorance in the Muslim community. And the amount of things that are happening, the ulama are well aware of what is happening. Just with one game, one sport, and intermingling. Sometimes it's running, sometimes it's Ramadan. In the month of Ramadan. So this free intermingling, this causes this problem. We'll just end with one incident. In the past, there was a very, very beautiful woman, and she was of a very high ranking, high standing. And we would say, in our terms, she committed zina with her garden boy, who wasn't very handsome. Wasn't of a position of a very great standing. So someone asked her, a woman like you, of your beauty, your status, your rank, can get a very handsome looking person, wealthy, etc. What made you go for this fellow? So she said a few things. One is, we interact and intermingle very often. We very open with each other all the time, and we talk a lot. Because of these two things. Now, let me explain to you, there's lift club sometimes. Adult women are going with adult men that are not mahram. Many times, there was one case, young woman, beautiful woman, was traveling with who? With her uncle, but not her blood relation. So her auntie, the mother's sister's husband, which is not your mahram. And the husband had suspicions. I was called in for that meeting personally. Called in, explained everything. After a few days, this woman elopes. And then the whole story came out, she was making zina with her uncle. That man is about 20, 30 years more senior to her. So Allah Ta'ala save us, Allah protect us, that we don't become from the people that are engaged in zina, bringing down the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that will be severely punished in the akhirah.